This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice with you on Hide and Seek tonight, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Tonight we will explore Burning Man, the festival in the middle of the Nevada desert. But before we do, Alan Pearl Parkinson, our guest on Hide and Seek tonight. Someone we knew quite well in our formative years was Kerry Legore, who passed away last weekend.
Yes.
And Kerry was the drag diva in this town, was the number one mother of all baby drags.
Yep.
And ruled the roost.
Yeah.
Quite literally. But also extraordinarily talented and an amazing person. And share your thoughts on Kerry.
God, I met Kerry would be back in 1975 when I joined the Collingwood cheer squad.
You were still in those hot pants.
I was in black and white hot pants, actually. Mm-hmm. And Kerry had been in the cheer squad for like the previous 10 years or something, but they set up the back and the young ones on the front, and that's where we met. So, and that just led on to a 76 till now of an incredible friendship of sincerity, honesty, true values, just a person that called it what it was, you know, whether it was Kerry or Kevin, you know.
Now, Kerry was huge on stage at Three Faces, which is where I worked for 7 years and got to know Kerry reasonably well backstage. But prior to being at Three Faces, Kerry in 1989, after a few months of shows, decided to produce Legore's Backyard.
I watched it the other day with my sister on it, yeah.
Now, Legore's Backyard was the must-go-to on a Sunday evening. Just had to be there. So I have put together a little tribute of some of the stuff from Legore's Backyard.
Give me a home among the gum trees with lots of plum trees, a dog or two and a barbecue for hours down the side, and benches by the fence for Legore's Backyard. In Legore's Backyard. Give me a home among the gum trees with lots of plum trees.
Is this a garage or a room?
No, well, when we have parties...
Mother, hey, darling.
Well, when we have parties, like, I've got to have the music there. And
right, the music.
If it's raining, people come in here and...
But what about the neighbours?
Oh, there? Fuck the neighbours.
Fuck the neighbours.
Yeah, exactly. They're only Jewesses.
Excuse the language, boys. I'm not used to it myself. Oh, no. Jen, what do you do with this?
Oh, well, that's left over from years of pokies, you know, with the drag queens with those wigs.
Right.
Pop your head under it.
Actually, is it connected? Oh, it is.
It
Let's
see.
Because I've just had a wet set before I arrived.
Yeah, well, that's very
cool.
Oh,
camp, there's a thrush here, yeah, isn't there?
Yes, it's wonderful.
Either you get thrush or it's a thrush of heat. It's one or the other.
You almost have got a condom in your head, Kerry.
Well,
well, you're practicing safe sex.
Exactly.
Aren't you?
Safe head sex.
Safe head sex, yes.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh!
Don't lose that bonnet, Kerry.
No, it's my own hair, Jane, don't you know?
Oh, really?
And
I think I've found magic mushrooms at Fairfield Park here in the wildlife. Hello, Gary. How are you? Still
Hello,
working,
Kerry.
Darling.
Yeah, still out on the bed.
Is this the special area?
This is it, Kerry.
This is one of the areas of Melbourne where people
right.
do the boys
great
get out,
things.
Yeah,
the boys
great
get out
things,
and do
but they
great
always
things.
Do them with these things
with
on.
Condoms, that's right.
Of course,
and that's
they
why
do.
I'm here.
Now there is rustling in here.
Is there?
I know it. Wait on. You better go first.
Okay then.
Could be a squirrel.
It's not, Kerry.
It's not?
No.
Oh,
hello,
doing
guys.
Things. They're doing things.
Hi, Gary.
How are you?
Oh, good.
Yeah, you might need these.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Okay.
Isn't he kind?
In the backyard.
Oh, the police are here. Oh, boys.
For those that weren't here for the first show, I walked out the front door and these lovely gentlemen were passing looking for prostitutes. And they found one. And I think you also have a warrant for the arrest of Jennifer Ann Wells, let's hope. So, Jenny, can you grab one hand and I'll grab the other. We'll go up. Oh, the handcuffs. Oh, heaven. Come around here, boys. You'll see Jenny in 2 years' time. No, take her out the back way. The back way, up here. Put your hands together for them and thank them for coming in.
In the backyard.
Who could ever forget Flappy Francis's foul mouth?
Now, Jude, whatever happened to your parrot that you had?
Oh, that's fucking
the cockatoo.
Died. It fucking died, but we've got...
Where is it? Over here?
It died. Oh, yeah, but we've got a replacement.
What, you're still upset?
Yes, that's like a biscuit.
Oh,
is that camp or what?
Oh, that is.
Is that a camp puppy?
And do you feed it or what?
Feed it, you just hose the cat.
Straight concrete.
You hose the cat of a thing down. Taste your balls, you fucking fuck with a thing.
Now, I'm worried, Jude, about the neighbours with your language.
Oh, don't worry, the fucking Salvo bloke lives next door. He's got a fucking sign up. He's selling the kind of a joint. Anyhow, who cares? He won't get the fucking money he paid for it.
He won't?
No, definitely
not. No, because of the language he's moving.
These irises need a bit of help. Now, who can forget in the backyard? It was the big breakthrough for Jennifer Ann Wells with the lemon tree.
Do you suck them yourself?
Do you mind doing me a favour?
Certainly, Doug.
Piss on that tree. Piss on that tree and piss on the tree.
I'm empty, darling.
Just push it out of your bladder.
Kerry, there's nothing coming. I've emptied over there, love.
What's she like?
The secret is, with growing lemons of this size, and I stress have a look at them, is human piss, particularly from a drag queen with hormones, and music. Music is the secret ingredient to growing lemons this size. Jen, do you think you could play me a song?
About a lemon tree, Kerry?
About a lemon tree, sing to the voice. Put your hands together for her. She's totally retarded. It's an achievement in any field to last 12 months, let alone a dirty old filthy cross-dresser like myself, who lasted 12 months at the Exchange Hotel and still in season. I sound like a bitch on heat.
Don't forget, throughout the week, no matter what happens in a public toilet, in your own bathroom, in the office, on a tram, in a train, no matter where it's going to happen, don't forget, if you're going to do it safely. Good night, God bless.
Oh, big round of applause for the fabulous, the one and only Miss Kerry Lagore.
Now, that was a tribute to the late, great Kerry Lagore, who passed away last weekend. And Pearl, I was there that night. The police got up on stage.
Where was that at? That was
at the Exchange.
Right.
Lagore had gone out in the first show with the radio mic out into the street, and the police car just happened to pull up at the front at the time. So she just kept going straight up into the car door and then invited them in. So they came in.
Oh, wow.
And they got a little bit too into the show.
Right.
And handcuffed Jennifer Ann Wells. Well, it got back to the police station and they got their asses kicked for using handcuffs inappropriately and for not doing their job. They were in the pub. On stage with a few drag queens. So that didn't go down very well. Now, Pearl, did you know one of those characters in that little audio?
I did too. And actually, I that weekend that was filmed, that episode, was at the Mandate downstairs bar, and my eldest brother was getting married. And I had to come down to Melbourne on the back of my boyfriend's motorbike because there was a big airline strike on. And the day after the wedding, I went to Lagore's backyard to see Judy, my sister, better known as Flaps.
Who was the one with that filthy mouth?
Filthy mouth.
That's your sister?
That's my sister Judy. She passed away 10 years ago. Oh. She was my second elder sister. And she came out and the language was shocking. That's what they played. And then she turned around on stage and she said, "There's my dirty, rotten sister Pearl over there. She better come to my son's wedding on the back of the motorbike."
We'll come back with Burning Man right after this. But you are listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice are with you. Our special guest tonight is Alan Pearl Parkinson.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.